So here this morning in Sunday school, how many of you like things that are different? I can see there's a big show of hands. How many like change? You better be changing. You're supposed to be changing from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. So let's just talk for a few minutes here about inner man praying. Inner man praying. Now, don't pray what you've learned by heart, but learn to pray from your heart. I've seen hundreds of church prayer lists. You know, the things that strike me about these prayer bulletins is that just about every request is for the outer man. It's physical needs, sickness, external things, finances. Now, the scripture addresses physical concerns. It says in 3 John 1, "Brethren, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health." That's the outer man. It's talking about the body. It says in James 5:16, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick." So that's an outer man prayer request. Now, the outer man is important. The outer man is worthy of prayer. But what I'm telling you is that the inner man is even more worthy of prayer than the outer man. Now, look at Ephesians chapter 3, this amazing prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesian Christians. Ephesians chapter 3. Find that in your Bible if you would. Ephesians chapter 3. And as you find that, let's stand to our feet. And we'll just read this one verse, and then we'll read some more in a minute. But look in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Notice what it says here, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit. Now read these next four words out loud. In the inner man. Strengthened by his Spirit. Where at? In the inner man. So this is inner man praying. And this is what Paul prayed for the Christians. This was not just for the elite. It was not just for the super saints. It was not for the apostles only. It was for everybody. And what Paul prayed for the Ephesians, we should pray for ourselves and we should pray for one another. Father, have a word in season. Refresh us by your grace in Christ's name. Amen. You can be seated. Now, why do we have a seeming preoccupation with the outer man? How can this be? Now, let me ask you a question. You think it's possible that conservative Christians have majored on justification to the neglect of sanctification? Is that possible? Is it fair to say that our crowd has been fantastic on Christ's death for us, but maybe a little weak on what about Christ in us? Is it possible that we have been fantastic on what Christ has done, but not so good on what Christ can do? Is it possible that we've majored on substitutionary atonement, but been weak on spirit-filled living? Is it possible? Well, now I want you to notice this whole prayer in Ephesians chapter 3 that Paul prayed for the Ephesians. Now look at it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Paul said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit. Where at? In the inner man. You can talk in Sunday school. All right. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all of the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now that was an inner man prayer. Now there's nothing wrong with praying for the outer man. I mean, we're told to come with requests for daily provision and all the rest, but this is an inner man kind of prayer. Now, notice these lofty requests that Paul made. Now, just try to drink this in. That Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith. He might dwell, live, abide in your hearts. That you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the other saints the length, breadth, and height, and depth to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. What does that mean? Filled with all the fullness of God. I mean, this is a huge, expansive, incredible prayer. Now, let me just say that this prayer here has nothing to do with externals. It doesn't have one thing to do with externals. It doesn't have anything to do with outward appearance, this prayer. It doesn't have anything to do with the outer man. But the focus is on the hidden man of the heart, the internal or the inner man. Now, notice the word strengthened here. That means to be empowered, to increase with vigor. Now, when you run a men's, a 2-minute warning meeting, your outer man is shot. So maybe we should have prayed for the outer man here this morning. But I went to Starbucks, amen. So I got my eyes open and I told preacher, you need to go get an energy drink. That's what you need, man. You need one of those 5-hour energies and just sip on that a little bit. But it means to be empowered. And the focus is on empowerment. Then it says to be strengthened with might. That's dunamis. We get our word dynamite. Wow. To be strengthened. And here is endowment with miraculous power. Now, the inner man is the inside man. Okay? It's not what you're looking at here. You know, how many of you know that as you progress in age, your outer man takes on a different appearance? Hair color changes. Hair location changes. If you're a man, it quits coming out of your head and starts coming out of your ears, man. I'm just telling you. It's crazy. Body mass location changes. Your chest slips down to your abdomen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the outer man is in a state of changing. But Paul here was praying for the inner man. Now, if Paul prayed for the Ephesian Christians, this kind of an inner man prayer, then we ought to pray that kind of prayer for one another. These things were written on for our example. So I want us to focus on inner man praying, all right? Inner man praying. Now, why the apparent reluctance to share real life issues? Apparently. I mean, if the prayer bulletin has got any indicator of what's going on in people's hearts, why is there a seeming reluctance to talk about personal struggles? Why is there an aversion to talking about inner man requests? Could it be that we value our bodies more than we value our souls? Could it be that we're more concerned about life on earth than the eternal life of God within? You know, when we value, are we really concerned more about how we appear than how we are? Is it possible? Now, when we value the inner man as much as we do our bodies, the prayer request will change. And I believe this. A genuine revival, a work of the Spirit of God in a local assembly, would not eliminate outer man request, but the inner man request would dwarf the outer man request. Because in revival, we're talking about eternal things. We're talking about God. We're talking about our hearts. We're in Huntsville, Alabama one time. We would have a preaching service, and then we'd have afterglows. And the afterglow was where people would gather. They had an upper room. And we would gather up there, and people would testify as to what God had said to their heart. And they would just, you know, relate what God was speaking to them about. And they would share victories. They would share burdens. They would share struggles. We would pray over people. I could tell you the funniest story, but I'm just going to laugh about it. You'll just have to dream about it. But we would be up there till 11 or 12 o'clock at night. It was one of the richest times of fellowship. And you know what it was about? It was about the inner man. We're talking about the inner man. And people were just opening up their hearts, and they were just sharing. Roy Hessian said, the more specific the confession, the more real the revival. The more specific the confession, the more real the revival. Now, pride causes us to conceal and cover up. Pride causes us to conceal and cover up, but humility empowers men and women to confess and open up. Now, he was praying for the inner man, that they would be strengthened with might by the Spirit of God within their inner being. So let's think about Help me out here this morning. What are some inner man type prayer requests? What would be some things that perhaps would qualify as a request for the inner man? Give me some ideas here this morning. No wrong answers. Just give me some thoughts. What are inner, not outer man requests? All right. I'm not talking about Aunt Susie's toenail that got clipped off too close. And I'm not talking about indigestion. I'm not talking about people that have serious illnesses. But what are some examples of prayer requests for the inner man? Give me some ideas. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so salvation, work of God in the inner man of children. What are some inner man prayer requests?
Anger.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Something else. That's an inner man request. Yes, sir. What else? Okay, some restoration of the spirit and relationship. Inner man request. Victory over sin. That's an inner man request. What are others?
The inner man can acknowledge the power of God. That seems to be a struggle.
Okay, that's good. Strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Other inner man requests. Help me out here. Yes. Pardon?
Unbelief.
That's an inner man request. That's good. What else? What about worry? Any worriers here? Somebody said that worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you very far. you know, worry is just the belief that God can't take care of us. Really, isn't it? I mean, I've been there and done that. That's an inner man request. Well, what else? What about impatience? Does anybody here have a problem with lack of patience? Does anybody find out that the older you get, your grace filter is shot and you just say all kinds of stuff? Did you ever do that?
Not, no.
What about lying as an inner man request? So I was at the hotel, right? I was at the hotel. And the dude that I called the guy and said, I need the shuttle. And he says, all right, we'll have the guy stay. And then he got tangled up with whatever was said. With y'all, I don't know what it was. So I said to him, I said, hey, man, I had to get a cab. And then he went into an explanation. So you know what I said? Let's don't talk about it. Let's just move on to the next thing. And I find myself very abrupt sometimes. That's an inner man request, isn't it? What's another inner man request? What about discontentment? All right, y'all help me out now. Come on, just one at a time. But come on. What about some inner man request? Okay, peace instead of stress. That's good. What else? Faith, what else? That's an inner man request. Yes, sir. Okay, all right. What about lack of discipline? Unkind responses. What about bitterness? That's an inner man thing, isn't it? What about hatred? What about depression? That's an inner man thing. What about anxiety? Man. What about love, self-control? Well, the Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. Now, that's inner man praying. Okay? When we get honest and open and say, I got a problem here, I need you to pray with me about, that's an inner man request. Now, it's the unseen inside person when somebody says, I need help. So this morning, we're going to have an inner man prayer meeting here, all right? I was in Rives Junction, Michigan. Roy Hessian, who wrote The Calvary Road, was the speaker. And God had worked in a powerful revival in this little church beside of a cornfield out in the middle of nowhere in Michigan. And they had built an auditorium. I think it would see about 800 or 900. The church the revival built. It was amazing. Well, we were having a men's meeting. And One guy, there are about 200 fellows, and one guy, he started confessing his sins and weeping and sobbing and talk about his inner man requests. That's what he was talking about, his struggles. And when he finally finished, Brother Hessian, who wrote the Calvary Road, if you don't have that book, you need to get it, it's great. He said, he started laughing, and he wasn't laughing at him. But he said, brethren, I think we're all in the same boat. In other words, what this man verbalized, everybody else could have, but they didn't, but he did. So he was sharing his inner man request. He's just being honest about the situation. Now, we're all family here today. We're all in the same boat. And we're here with people who care for one another. So let's focus this morning on some inner man praying. So what are we talking about? We're talking about being honest, being open, enlisting prayer support. We don't know how to pray for each other if we don't know what our inner man needs really are, right? Well, just bless Brother Harold. Well, the Pope could pray that kind of nebulous prayer and you'd never know whether he got answered or not. What does that mean? So, Harold, what do you need? Well, I need all kinds of stuff. Let's practice the one another commands. Now, the Bible says pray one for another. The Bible says exhort one another. The Bible says forgive one another. The Bible says confess your faults to one another. The Bible says forbearing one another. You know what that means? Put up with each other. That's what it means. Forbearing. Going the extra mile. Putting up with a guy. The Bible says love one another. So the one another commands are for the people of God in the body of Christ to practice. And the one another commands open up the door for us to pray for each other's inner man needs, right? Now, openness brings brokenness. Openness brings brokenness, and brokenness brings oneness, and oneness is revival. Where there's no openness, there is no brokenness. Where there's no brokenness, there will be no oneness. Where there's no oneness, there will be no revival. So we need to get down to the heart of the matter, which is the condition of the inner man. Now, Pastor was mocking my age a few moments ago when he's older than me. I know he doesn't look like it, but he is. And just kidding. And you know, the fact of the matter is, we could talk about outer man needs. And we do all the time. And there's a place for it. But this morning, I don't want us to pray about outer man needs. Okay? I don't want us to pray for somebody else's need. This morning, I want us to focus on our need. How many sitting here this morning would say, I got some inner man needs? Anybody got some inner man needs? Well, let's focus on that. Let's pray about that. Now, does anybody here not need to be strengthened with the Spirit of God in the inner man? For crying out loud, I mean, every day, man, we better have a refilling and a refueling, amen, and a re-anointing, or we're not going to make it. It's kind of like manna. You can't live on what you got a week ago or yesterday. There's fresh strength every day. So we're going to pray for each other this morning to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Now, Galatians chapter 5 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and self-control. Good night. This is all inner man stuff, isn't it? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, self-control. So why don't we huddle up here this morning? We do something a little different here, all right? Just relax. Jesus said, my Father's house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. His central definition of the church is a house of prayer. His central desire for the church to become a house of prayer. So we're going to pray for inner man needs here this morning. And here's what I'd like for you to do. I want you to huddle up. If you're a man, get with another man. If you're a woman, get with another woman. And just have a little huddle right there. And just come up with a one-word statement. My main inner man need this morning, I believe, is. Okay? Just the main inner man need. We could share tons of them, but let's just narrow it down to like what we perceive our main inside man need is. You say, well, if you don't have peace, that's what you need. If you're lacking joy, that's what you need. If you're short on love, that's what you need. If gentleness, that's what you need. If you're weak on faith, are you with me on this right here? I mean, we ain't got to go on a stretch or a witch hunt to find something here. Let's just narrow it down to our main inner man need, and let's pray After we share our request, let's pray for the other person. Lord, I just pray for Tim and God is in him and pray for him. And then second, pray for self-control in one area of your own life, because the fruit of the Spirit is temperance or self-control. So we're going to pray just for the other person about their perceived inner man need, and then we're going to pray a prayer for self-control in one area of our own hearts. Okay? Let's stand to our feet, find another person, huddle up, have a little season of prayer together, praying for inner man needs only.